This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. And All Recipes, copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. First, I'll begin with Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The name of this article is Pet Project, Whip Up a Fun Treat for Your Dog. Cake Pops have been making people happy for years, and now dogs can get in on the fun too. We saw the human version become popular, and we reverse-engineered it, said Pam Trainer, co-owner of River Dog Bakery in Knoxville, Tennessee. Pam and her husband Brian opened up their shop in 2005 after learning to make treats for their golden retriever, Nicholas. The cake pups they created are similar to brownies but are made with carob, which is safe for dogs. Pam and Brian donate all the leftovers to a local animal rescue where the sweets are used to help make dogs take their medicine. Pam shared the recipe so you can make a batch for your own dog. This recipe is for cake pups. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, vegetable shortening, honey, 5 large eggs, pure vanilla extract, carob powder, whole wheat flour, baking powder, water, unsweetened carob chips, and carob chips and/or yogurt chips melted and cooled for coating. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, 1/3 cup of vegetable shortening, 1/4 cup of honey, 5 large eggs, a splash of pure vanilla extract, 1/3 cup of carob powder, 1.5 cups of whole wheat flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 cup water, 1/2 cup of unsweetened carob chips, and carob chips and/or yogurt chips melted and cooled for coating. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Coat 2 24-cup mini muffin pans, silicone works best, with cooking spray. Step 2. Beat together the shortening, honey, eggs, vanilla, and carob powder in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until combined. With the mixer on low speed, beat in the flour and baking powder, alternating with the water until combined 4 to 5 minutes. Fold in the carob chips. Step 3. Spoon in the batter into the pans. Bake until the cakes pull away from the pans 15 to 20 minutes. Let cool slightly, then remove from the pans and insert a lollipop stick into the side of each while still warm. Refrigerate until cool. Step 4. Dip the pops in melted carob chips. Transfer to a rack or stand upright in a glass and let set. Drizzle with a melted yogurt chip and let set. And now we'll move to All Recipes, copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Start With. Mimic the Liv Moss lifestyle at home with these dead ringer dupes using kitchen staples, refried beans, tomatoes, seasoning mix, and sour cream. This recipe is for Copycat Crunchwrap Supremes. Skip the drive-thru and layer and wrap this all-in-one iconic menu item in the comfort of your own kitchen. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound lean ground beef, Taco Bell style seasoning, 1 can of 16 ounces of refried beans, 1 can of nacho cheese sauce, 4 10-inch flour tortillas, 4 6-inch tostada shells, sour cream, shredded lettuce, 2 medium Roma tomatoes, and 4 3.5 to 4-inch flour tortillas. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of lean ground beef, 3 tablespoons Taco Bell style seasoning, the recipe to follow, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 1 cup of canned nacho cheese sauce, 4 10-inch flour tortillas, 4 6-inch tostada shells, 4 tablespoons of sour cream, 2 cups of shredded lettuce, 2 medium Roma tomatoes seeded and chopped or 8 tablespoons, and 4 3.5 to 4-inch flour tortillas. Your Taco Bell style seasoning recipe is as follows. Stir together 1 teaspoon each of dried onion flakes, flour, beef bouillon granules, garlic salt, cumin, paprika, and chili powder, and 1/4 teaspoon each cayenne pepper and sugar in a small bowl. It makes 3 tablespoons. Store in an airtight container for up to 6 months. Step 1. Cook beef and Taco Bell style seasoning in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring and breaking up lumps until beef is brown 6 to 8 minutes. Pour off the grease. Step 2. Put refried beans in a medium bowl. Microwave on high 2 minutes, stirring once. Put nacho cheese sauce in a small bowl. Microwave on high 1 minute, stirring once. Step 3. Arrange 1 10-inch tortilla on a work surface. Spoon 1/4 of the seasoned meat onto the center of the tortilla. Top with 1/2 cup of refried beans and 1/4 cup of cheese sauce. Place 1 tostada shell on top, then spread with 1 tablespoon sour cream. Top with 1/2 cup of lettuce and 2 tablespoons of tomato. Put 1 3.5-inch flour tortilla on top of the lettuce mixture. Press down gently to compact. Tuck and fold the outer large tortilla around the sides and the top of the small tortilla until sealed in 7 or 8 pleats. Repeat with remaining ingredients. Step 4. Coat a large skillet or griddle with cooking spray. Working in batches, cook crunch wraps sealed sides down over medium heat until golden brown on bottoms 3 minutes. Using a spatula, turn crunch wraps. Cook until golden brown on other side 3 minutes more. Our next recipe is for copycat Mexican-style pizzas. This crispy and saucy replica with seasoned beef and refried beans just might be better than the original. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, Taco Bell style seasoning, vegetable oil, 12 6-inch flour tortillas, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 2 cups shredded Mexican style cheese blend, enchilada sauce, Roma tomatoes, sour cream, and pickled jalapeno slices, optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 3 tablespoons Taco Bell style seasoning, 1/4 cup of vegetable oil plus more as needed, 12 6-inch flour tortillas, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 2 cups shredded Mexican-style cheese blend, 8 ounces, 1 10-ounce can enchilada sauce, 4 medium Roma tomatoes chopped, about 1 cup, a half a cup of sour cream, and pickled jalapeno slices optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cook beef and Taco Bell-style seasoning in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring and breaking up lumps until beef is brown 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer beef to a plate. Pour off grease. Step 2. Heat oil in same skillet over medium heat. Working with one tortilla at a time, fry tortillas, turning halfway through until lightly toasted, about 1 minute. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate to drain. Repeat with remaining tortillas, adding more oil as needed. Step 3. Arrange 6 fried tortillas on a 13 by 18 inch rimmed baking sheet. Spread a thin layer of refried beans on tortillas. Top evenly with beef mixture and 1 cup of cheese. Top with remaining 6 fried tortillas. Spoon enchilada sauce evenly over the top. Step 4. Bake until cheese is melted and tortillas are crisp, about 10 minutes. Top with remaining 1 cup of cheese and bake until melted on top, about 5 minutes more. Top with tomatoes, sour cream, and jalapenos if using. Cut into wedges and serve. This next recipe is for Taco Bell-style cheesy bean and rice burrito supremes. Creamy jalapeno sauce and nacho cheese provide tasty nostalgia in every bite. If you like, brown burritos in a skillet over medium heat and top with pico de gallo. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil, tomato paste, Taco Bell-style seasoning, cooked white rice, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 6 10-inch flour tortillas, shredded iceberg lettuce, Roma tomatoes seeded and chopped, canned nacho cheese sauce, creamy jalapeno sauce, recipe to come, sour cream, and tricolor tortilla strips. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1.5 teaspoon plus 1 tablespoon Taco Bell style seasoning, 2 cups of cooked white rice, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 6 10-inch flour tortillas, 1.5 cups of shredded iceberg lettuce, 3 medium Roma tomatoes seeded and chopped, or 3/4 cup, 3/4 cup of canned nacho cheese sauce warmed, creamy jalapeno sauce recipe to come, 6 tablespoons sour cream, and 3/4 cup of tricolor tortilla strips. For the creamy jalapeno sauce, you will stir together 1/4 cup each of mayonnaise and sour cream, 2 tablespoons diced pickled jalapeno peppers, 1 tablespoon pickled jalapeno brine, and 1/2 teaspoon each of paprika, cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, chipotle chili powder, and salt in a small bowl until combined. Chill covered at least 30 minutes or up to 4 days, makes 2/3 cup. Step 1. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Stir in tomato paste and 1.5 teaspoons of Taco Bell style seasoning. Cook, stirring constantly until mixture deepens in color, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in rice and cook, stirring constantly until evenly coated and warmed through, about 1 minute. Transfer to a bowl. Let cool slightly. Wipe the skillet clean. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in the same skillet over medium-low heat. Add remaining 1 tablespoon of Taco Bell style seasoning. Cook and stir until fragrant, about 10 seconds. Stir in refried beans and cook, stirring often until warmed through, about 1 minute. Remove from heat and let cool slightly. Step 3. Wrap tortillas in a damp paper towel and microwave on high 15 to 20 seconds until warmed through. Lay tortilla flat on a work surface. Spread each tortilla with about 1/3 of a cup of refried beans, leaving a 1.5-inch border on all sides. Top evenly with rice mixture, lettuce, tomato, cheese sauce, creamy jalapeno sauce, sour cream, and tortilla strips. Step 4. Working with one burrito at a time, fold left and right sides of tortilla toward center, partially covering filling. Fold bottom edge up and over filling, tucking under filling slightly. While keeping sides tucked in, roll burrito tightly from bottom up. Place seam side down. Repeat folding and rolling with remaining burritos. This next recipe is for double-decker taco dupes. This Y2K-era fan favorite is offered as a limited-time-only menu item. If it's not available, you can make it at home with this recipe. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, Taco Bell-style seasoning, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 12 crisp taco shells, 12 6 to 6.5-inch flour tortillas, shredded cheddar cheese or 8 ounces, shredded lettuce, Roma tomatoes seeded and chopped, chopped red onion, sour cream, and lime wedges optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 3 tablespoons Taco Bell style seasoning, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 12 crisp taco shells, 12 6 to 6.5-inch flour tortillas, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese or 8 ounces, 1 cup shredded lettuce, 3 medium Roma tomatoes seeded and chopped or 3/4 of a cup, 1/4 cup chopped red onion, 1/2 cup sour cream, and lime wedges optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 300 degrees. Cook beef and 2 tablespoons Taco Bell style seasoning in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring and breaking up lumps until browned 6 to 8 minutes. Pour off grease. Step 2. Mash refried beans lightly in a small saucepan. Add remaining 1 tablespoon Taco Bell style seasoning. Add 1 to 2 tablespoons of water if needed to thin. Heat over low heat, stirring occasionally until warmed through. Step 3. Put a crisp taco shell on a baking sheet. Bake until warmed 3 to 5 minutes. Step 4. To assemble tacos, spread each flour tortilla with about 2 tablespoons refried beans. Gently wrap around a crisp tortilla shell. Fill shells evenly with beef and cheddar. Top evenly with lettuce, tomatoes, and onion. Serve with sour cream and lime wedges if using. Our next recipe is for Domino cookies. Bake up a batch of cocoa and white chocolate cookies inspired by the classics from Great American Cookies. Follow the step-by-step guide from All Recipes All-Star Alexander Roberts. Alexander Roberts, based in Los Angeles, Robert is a former professional pastry chef and baker turned content creator, recipe developer, and food stylist. Follow him on Instagram at @alexanderbakes and or subscribe to his newsletter on Substack. Follow The Sound of Music to find Alexander Roberts, then 16 years old, and his co-bakers divvying out copious balls of dough onto cookie sheets in the kitchen of a Great American Cookies, this particular one located in Independence Mall in Wilmington, North Carolina. We wouldn't be open yet, and we'd be blasting music and baking all the cookies, and it would smell amazing, Robert says. Here he would learn to bake and decorate cookies, which eventually progressed to a job as an assistant baker in New York City when he was 19. Now the Los Angeles-based 32-year-old culinary content creator delights in perfecting baking recipes. I like precision, and I like being able to produce the same item over and over, he says. I think there's something really cool in that you can replicate someone else's recipe. I like how methodical it is and the technical aspect of it. And while M&M and Snickerdoodle flavors were the best sellers at his high school job, it's the Domino cookie he chose to perfect. The black cocoa dough and white chocolate-topped cookies resemble domino tiles. After dedicated tasting, Robert's recipe has yielded a chewy, tender, and can't-put-em-down confection that you can easily replicate at home. If baking isn't your strong suit, Robert insists that you should give these a try anyway. Don't be discouraged if you mess something up, he says. Most of the time, it still comes out pretty edible. It's not a complete disaster. You can apply what you learn to the next time. I still mess stuff up. It's all part of baking. This recipe is for Domino cookies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Unsalted butter, white sugar, brown sugar, vanilla extract, kosher salt, 1 egg, 1 egg yolk, flour, black cocoa powder, baking soda, and 1 cup of white chocolate chips, and a white chocolate bar chopped optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 cup of unsalted butter softened. 1/2 cup of white sugar. 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 egg. 1 egg yolk. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons flour. 1/2 cup of black cocoa powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 cup of white chocolate chips, and a white chocolate bar chopped optional. A note about black cocoa powder. Black cocoa powder is ultra-processed cocoa powder, and it's treated with alkaline. It's more alkalinized than regular cocoa, which gives it a darker color and more bitter flavor, Robert says. It's not as intense as regular cocoa powder. It's still chocolatey but more mellow, kind of like Oreos. Less intense but still really good cocoa flavor. Step 1. Beat butter, white sugar, vanilla, and salt in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed until light and fluffy 2 to 3 minutes. Add egg and egg yolk. Beat at low speed until incorporated. Step 2. Add flour, black cocoa powder, and baking soda. Mix at low speed until a soft dough forms. Stir in white chocolate chips with a wooden spoon. Transfer dough to a large piece of plastic wrap. Form into a disc and wrap tightly. Chill dough, turning once for even chilling until firm, at least 2 hours or up to overnight. Step 3. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Line 2 cookie sheets with parchment paper. Scoop dough into 16 1.5-inch balls using a number 20 1.5-ounce scoop. Arrange dough balls about 2 inches apart on prepared cookie sheets. Press a few pieces of chopped white chocolate bar, if using, into each ball. Bake cookies, rotating cookie sheets halfway through and banging cookie sheets on counter twice to flatten cookies until cookies have spread and centers no longer look shiny and wet, 13 to 14 minutes. Let cool on cookie sheets for 10 minutes, then transfer to a wire rack to cool completely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.